But we are here, and it's wonderful to have the opportunity. I came into the House, we were kind of at the low. Now we both have the honors. Final Farm Bill home, and that's what we're all doing. This has been a wonderful process with our four agricultural leaders, with Ranking Member Peterson, with Ranking Member Cochran, and our first Farm Bill that passed the Senate with Ranking Member Pat Govern. And we also have been working together for 3 years in a bipartisan way to reform and streamline agricultural policies that work for families and farmers and taxpayers, going back to the super committee. And I just have to say one more time that we're very proud of the fact that during that process, we were the only committee that came to reduction. And since that time, we've been together ever since. So it's my honor to move on behalf of the Senate that the December chairman objection. There is a second. So ordered. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Consent. You're right. We are very fortunate to be at this table, to have an opportunity not only to try and move agricultural policy forward in this great nation, but to make sure that the tools are there for our farmers and ranchers, to make sure that the safety for consumers, the opportunity to work together with some very wonderful people at this table. Rarely do you get the chance to work in this fashion as you and I have with the very people who were our mentors when we arrived. And my colleagues, I know that we face some daunting challenges to craft a very technical that touches so many important parts of our social policy, on agricultural production policy, but I'm confident that the spirit that's been demonstrated in achieving this point, a passage of both bills out of the House and the Senate committees and across the floor, that we can accomplish. I have for my ranking member and my friend, I believe, Colin Peterson, as well as all of my friends at this table, and most assuredly on the other side of this table. I take this responsibility that we have together to very seriously on two, almost three occasions in this last century, my completely destroyed. I know not to persuade Mother Nature, but we can provide the tools to withstand both the forces of nature that perhaps they have no control over on any given day, as well as the markets and the advance of technology and international trade and all of those things that together affect us. In the Midwest, when it comes to agricultural production, then most assuredly the blizzard not many weeks ago that wreaked such havoc across the Dakotas stand as a solemn reminder. And also, not just on the side of the chart, meeting their needs every day as consumers. The nutrition title is a very important part of the national, assuredly will affect the lives of literally. It took us years to get here, but we are here. It may take days and weeks, perhaps, to finish crafting what we'll call the 2013 Farm Bill in popular discussion at the coffee shops. With that, let me simply say to my colleagues, let's not take years to get it done. I now recognize the distinguished gentlewoman from Michigan, the Honorable Chairman of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, for her comments. Senator Stabenow.
Work across the aisle and accomplish real reforms. We have an incredible opportunity with, and we'll be able to demonstrate to colleagues in both chambers, overwhelmingly bipartisan majority of 66 votes, and I want to thank my ranking member, distinguished Senator from Mississippi, Senator Cochran, for his leadership and his friendship. Our bill represents the biggest reforms to agricultural permit limits, people who aren't actively engaged in farming from getting taxpayer subsidies. Instead, the Senate agrees with the House that our focus should be on reforming and strengthening crop insurance. We've heard from the beginning that risk management was the key priority for our farmers and our ranchers all across the country. And our bill reflects that by expanding crop insurance, permanent livestock disaster assistance program that the chairman referred to. Between the droughts of last year, disaster assistance in place, as the authority has been to market-based will be a critical goal in our final negotiations. We also worked hard to make sure the Senate bill would not be trade-distorting while promoting U.S. agricultural exports that our producers all rely on. As we make this shift, veering stewards of our land and our water resources, by reconnecting conservation compliance to our now strengthened crop insurance program, we protect the future of agriculture for our children and grandchildren. We must also save fragile grasslands from destruction with a sod saver program that protects these habitats while keeping management to farmers and our ranchers. The good news in the conservation title is that both the Senate and the House have similar reform our natural resources for future. I'm pleased to see that both the Senate value in agriculture comes from specialty crops alone. The Senate bill helps create new jobs through a robust energy title. This title helps our country be more energy independent, saves farmers money, and helps consumers at the pump. This is a win-win for America's future. For American families, SNAP provides a lifeline when they face family economic disasters. We worked hard in the Senate, Mr. Chairman, as you know, to make real reforms to save money and food assistance. We cracked down on fraud and misuse to make sure that every single dollar goes which we will need to take to achieve bipartisan support to get a final farm bill. It's Friday for those getting food help, and that means every child, every... Also, that $11 billion plus the $4 billion in cuts in the Senate bill mean that accepting the Senate nutrition title would result in a total of $15 billion in cuts in nutrition. The good news is that CBO projects in their baseline 1 million people, they're going to be able to get back to work. While there are many areas that are similar between our two bills, there are, of course, other differences. One I will mention. One area of great concern is the provision that would override state government's constitutional authorities on a wide range of issues, including animal welfare, milk standards, of artificial sweeteners, and invasive. I am very pleased to be here with you in this conference committee, where I am confident we can work through these difficult issues and we can come and ground. There are 16 million men and women's jobs rely on the strength of it. Well done, and I'm confident we won't let them down.